In 2006, after the Alaska Railroad applied for a permit to spray herbicide along the railroad, public outcry ensued. The Department of Environmental Conservation denied the permit. In 2008, the railroad authorized a study on small sections of track and then reapplied to DEC for a permit. Since that time, environmental groups have been following the appeals process on the permit approval. From Talkeetna, KTNA's Sue Dio has more.
A group of organizations and residents are currently wrapped up in the legal process to try and overturn a decision made by Alaska's DEC. An appeal has now been filed in state superior court after a stay of spraying of herbicides was turned down by the Alaska Supreme Court. When the Alaska Railroad applied for a permit in 2006 to spray almost the entire length of track from Seward to Fairbanks, the borough governments along the rail belt and a number of organizations came out in force to oppose the permit. Reasons ranged from pollution of waterways, being afraid of herbicides affecting fish populations, certain populations not liking the idea that children playing near the tracks might be exposed. The list was almost endless. The DEC denied the permit. The railroad applied again, this time only asking to spray a short section of track south of Anchorage between Indian and Seward. This time was a bit different. Bob Blankenberg, Solid Waste and Pesticide Program Manager with DEC, explains.
The difference between the 2006 application and the one that we approved in 2010 is they used a different herbicide formulation that is approved. It's in fact improved for use in water, where the previous application they had proposed three herbicide formulations that weren't allowed to be put in water.
He adds that the permit changed and the railroad better identified the how, what, and where of their intention.
This time, a combination of the fact that it is approved for use in water and they proposed better means of identifying water bodies and a more robust buffer from the water bodies, along with a real thorough review of everything else involved, made it possible to approve.
The groups that are in the appeal process over the DEC decision to grant the permit are Cook Inlet Keeper, Talkeetna-based Alaska Survival, and Alaska Community Action on Toxics. Becky Long is on the board of directors of Alaska Survival, a group in existence since the late 70s. She does not agree that the permit was complete.
They're supposed to do a vegetation census. They're supposed to identify the vegetation that they want to kill, and they haven't done that. The DEC has just said in its decision documents, just a cursory explanation, well, they're going to kill all unwanted vegetation. And that does not satisfy regulatory requirements. And also, just the fact that they're not even going to post those areas or put a public notice in the media when and where they're going to spray, that goes against the regulatory requirements.
She is wondering if the railroad won't find the piecemeal approach successful.
They want to eventually spray the whole rail track, but they're just doing it piecemeal because it's hard for people to oppose it when it's not in their area. So it's kind of a divide and conquer strategy on the railroad's part. Who knows? It might work.
Alaska Railroad spokesperson Stephanie Wheeler says the railroad stands by their research and their permits. Their objective is still track and passenger safety. Details on studies done at UAF are on the Alaska Railroad website. Long says the groups will continue to follow the legal system and hope the decision will be overturned or that a stay of spraying will be issued. She says she has heard it will probably be sometime this fall when they actually go to court. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.